Steve Jobs is back at work. The founder and CEO of Apple Computer returned after a six-month leave of absence for health problems. Perhaps more than any other chief executive, Jobs' presence is considered essential to the success of his company. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
After being pushed out of Apple in the mid-1980s, Jobs returned to lead the company back from the brink of bankruptcy more than a decade ago. He is known for his charismatic personality. On stage at Apple conferences, Jobs had a bit of a shtick where he would draw the audience along and hold the most important announcement until the end of his speech with this line.
But we do have one more thing today. One more thing.
With that, Jobs showed the world the first iPod and the first iPhone, both considered transformational technologies. But about a year ago, Jobs showed up at a conference and looked gaunt and pale. There was speculation that his pancreatic cancer had returned. Many investors worried about Apple without Jobs, and the company's share price often rose and fell based on reports about the state of his health. 6 months ago, he took a leave of absence. Last week, a hospital in Memphis reported that he had received a liver transplant. On Monday, a company spokesperson announced he was back at Apple a few days a week and working from home the remaining days. Still, Apple officials have only offered very limited information about Jobs' well-being. Methodist University Hospital, where the transplant took place, reported that his prognosis is good. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.